If he doesn't say he loves me in a room crowded with people, then I need to find someone better. Your dad is a wise man. She shrugged. That's what they say. He tried to talk some sense into Conway a few times. Carter did too. I guess seeing you with someone else was all he needed to get his shit together. I didn't want his family to think I actually slept with someone else. I didn't even date anyone. The tabloids reported that incorrectly. Knox and I were just friends. I told him I wasn't ready to see anyone for a while, so he said he would settle for my friendship in the meantime. Really? She asked. Because he was hot. Like, hot. I chuckled. He's pretty easy on the eyes. So, is he staying in New York? She asked with hope in her voice. He owns a few gyms there and inherited a nice apartment from his parents, so I don't think he's going anywhere. Damn. But Mr. Wright is out there somehow, Vanessa. Keep looking. She sighed. I'll keep looking, but sometimes I worry if I'm too picky. My standards are just too high, and no man can reasonably meet those requirements. I think it's good you don't settle. There are a lot of jerks out there. True. Conway included. I chuckled. No, he's all right. When midnight rolled around, Conway still hadn't come to bed. He was still working hard in his studio. I wondered if I should grab him and drag him to bed, but if he was in the moment, I shouldn't interrupt him. But now that I had him back, I didn't want to sleep without him beside me. I wanted his smell wrapped around me, his delectable warmth. His deep breathing was my lullaby, and with him beside me every night, I never felt so safe. So I lay there in the dark, eyes wide open as I waited for him to join me. 30 minutes later, I heard the door in the other room. He shut it quietly behind him, and then his footsteps sounded on the floor. He was barefoot because he hadn't changed since he walked into the studio. He was just in his sweatpants. His black silhouette appeared in the bedroom. Had a good session? He pushed his sweatpants and boxers off his body, stripping until he was in nothing but his skin. His expression was hard to see in the darkness, but I imagined he wore an aggressive look. His movements were quick and short, and he yanked the covers back until my legs were revealed. He suddenly snatched me by the ankle and yanked me to the edge of the bed. Like a kidnapper grabbing his victim while they slept, he dragged me to the edge, then pulled off my panties. He didn't bother with my shirt and sank between my legs, getting his dick inside me like he'd been hard up for hours instead of minutes. He gave one shove, and he was inside me, buried between my legs. My muse. He rocked into me hard, fucking me like an animal. All his sweet gentleness was gone, and now he was ferocious. He gripped the back of my neck as he pounded into me, fucking me harder than he ever had. Mine. My nails latched onto his back, and I buried my face in his neck, letting him do exactly what he wanted. I inspired his pieces, and now he was hard, just thinking about them over the last 12 hours. Yours.
Chapter 11. Conway. What do you think? Nicole stared at the 7 different pieces I'd made, her expression impossible to decipher. She always wore the same look, regardless of the occasion. Even when she was in front of the cameras, she didn't crack a smile. She passed by each mannequin, her fingers resting across her lips. I didn't care about her personal opinion, but she had a talent for choosing what the audience would love.
They're amazing. I love the switch in mood. Winter is coming, the dark colors are perfect for that. They'll be an amazing hit for Christmas. I think this is a home run. Not necessarily better than your last line, but different and unique enough. Where did you come up with this?
Muse. Watching her touch herself painted perfect fantasies in my mind. I imagined many different scenarios, mostly me catching her in the act, watching because she hadn't noticed me. It was every man's fantasy to walk in on a woman pleasing herself, and to find out she was thinking of him. Walls had surrounded my brain, and I couldn't think through the barriers. The depression and misery clouded my ability to think. My sex life was uneventful because I was jerking off to photographs of my ex. How could I design a decent piece of clothing? But now all those restraints had been removed. I could think clearly again. You know how, Nicole. She didn't look at me.
I'm glad she's back. I was getting worried.
Makes two of us.
But I'm also concerned you're so dependent on her.
Makes two of us again. Nicole dropped the subject and made notes on her clipboard.
I'll get these to production and coordinate with the retailers. They'll want to be as prepared as possible for this line. When did Sapphire return?
A few days ago. Nicole turned to me, her eyebrows hiked nearly off her face.
You did all this in a few days?
More like 24 hours. Yeah.
Jesus. She must be some woman.
Oh, she was.
I'll take care of all this. Did you have a date in mind for the next show?
No. Whenever you think is best.
All right.
I walked back into my office and found Muse waiting for me. She was flipping through a magazine, her legs bent and pulled toward her body. Her hair was curled that day, and smoky makeup was on her eyes.
How'd it go?
She set the magazine off to the side. Nicole liked everything. I opened a drawer in my desk and pulled out my checkbook. After a quick calculation, I wrote down the amount I owed. She was shocked I made everything so quickly.
I'm still shocked about it.
Well, when inspiration hits you. I grabbed the check and walked toward her. There's something I want to know.
Yes?
She looked up at me, smiling once her eyes met mine. I moved into the seat beside her and wrapped my arm around her body. I pulled her close to me, the smell of her hair immediately surrounding me. What's your last name? You've never told me.
You've never asked.
I pressed a kiss to her neck. What is it?
Swanson.
Sapphire Swanson. Pretty.
Thanks.
I grabbed the check and added her last name to the line. Your first paycheck. She took it from my hands and eyed the number with disappointment.
I don't think this is right.
Not high enough.
Too high.
She handed it back to me.
I'm supposed to pay you back for everything.
And you are. I'm taking $10 million out every month. I handed it back. So this is yours.
Oh.
She eyed it again like she'd never seen a big check before.
But what about my apartment?
It's included. By the way, my guy says he put it on the market. He has a lot of interest already.
Wow, that was fast.
I think you can get more than what you paid, so you might even make a profit from it.
I only lived there for 3 months, so I'd be surprised.
And the fact that it's already furnished really helps.
I guess, if people want my old things.
When the realtor tells them you used to live there, I'm sure they'll want to keep everything. She folded the check in half.
So I just go down to a bank and deposit this?
Yep.
Maybe I should buy myself a car.
Why? I demanded.
So I can run errands and do things, live my life. What do you mean, why?
I have 7 cars in the garage.
But I don't want to drive one of those. I want something more practical, like an SUV or something.
If I had my way, she wouldn't drive anywhere. If she needed to be somewhere, my guys could escort her there. I wanted her under my surveillance at all times, but I knew that was unrealistic now that she was permanently living with me. She had the same kind of sass like all the other women in my family, so she wouldn't put up with my protection forever. I can help you pick one out.
Thanks.
How about we go to the bank now? I'll give you a ride.
Yeah, that would be great.
I got out of the chair, then straightened my tie. She stood in front of me, then rose on her tiptoes to kiss me.
Thanks for everything, Con.
You just inspired my best work. You don't need to thank me.
But I do,
she whispered.
You've given me so much, not just money in my pocket. I live in a beautiful house with a beautiful man. I'm living a fairy tale. My prince charming, a shade darker than the ones in the stories, but I think darker is better.
My hands gripped her waist, and I pulled her close to me. What I've given you is nothing in comparison to what you've given me, and I'll spend my days and nights trying to make up for the stupid things I did.
It's water under the bridge, Conway. Just make love to me every night. Tell me I'm beautiful every morning. And tell me you love me over dinner. That's all I want.
Then you'll have it. My parents came over for dinner. It was the first time we were all together since the shit hit the fan. My dad knew the truth about my relationship with Muse, and that meant my mother knew too, but I knew they would never tell Vanessa.
We brought a bottle of wine.
Dad walked inside with a bottle in hand.
It's from the best harvest we produced this year, bold and smooth. It'll go with anything Dante is preparing for tonight.
Thanks. I took the bottle. I'll tell him to put it on ice. He patted me on the back, then gave me an affectionate look. He didn't hug me the way he usually did. Our last few conversations still audible between us. I'd done a lot of things to disappoint him, and while he still loved me, it wasn't the same as before. My mom came in next, and like nothing had happened at all, she embraced me on the doorstep. She hugged me tightly, like she was still the mother of a young boy. Her hands gripped me with motherly affection.
Hey, Con, you look good.
Thanks, Mom. I kissed her on each cheek before I pulled away. And you look nice, like always. Vanessa came next, giving me a glare instead of a hug.
Con.
I rolled my eyes.
Vanessa?
We moved into the dining room where my parents greeted Muse with a hug. They talked to her for a bit before they allowed Vanessa a moment to say hello. My sister and Muse hugged and then Dante poured the wine. We gathered around the table and sat down, immediately breaking into the bread and butter. I sat beside Muse, aware of how awkward this gathering was. Muse had been gone for 3 months, and everyone knew it was because of me. I'd thrown this beautiful woman away and forced her to return to New York and move on without me. They all judged me for it, but no more than I did. My father started the conversation.
Are you happy to be back?
Very,
Muse said.
I was born and raised in New York, but Italy is my home. This place is my home.
Her eyes shifted to me for a moment.
And it's nice to see you guys again. You've always been so nice to me, made me feel welcome. Because you're a sweetheart,
my mother said affectionately.
And any woman who can get my son to straighten up is wonderful, in my opinion.
Muse smiled, then tore off another piece of bread. Vanessa kept up her glare.
Don't fuck it up again, all right?
My father snapped his head in her direction.
Vanessa.
He only used her name, but that was enough to get her to settle down. Vanessa dropped her glare and avoided his gaze by drinking her wine. My sister annoyed the shit out of me, but her heart was always in a good place.
She's right. And don't worry, Vanessa, I won't.
She raised her glass to me.
I'll drink to that.
Muse couldn't hide the smirk on her face. We dug into our meal, and like the last 3 months had never happened, the conversation started to feel normal. Vanessa talked about school, my mom mentioned the winery, and they asked Muse what she would be doing while living here.
I'll still be helping Conway with his business,
she said. He just submitted a new line of designs to his assistant. He's trying to push the release right before the holidays.
That's great, Con,
Mom said.
I'm glad to hear you're back at work.
Only because my inspiration had returned. I couldn't count the number of times I'd stared at that sketchbook without a single thought in my head. When I jerked off to her pictures, I wasn't inspired by that either. She was wearing another man's lingerie, pieces I didn't respect, so that didn't unleash my creativity either. Only when she was back in my arms and under my roof did I put my pencil to the paper. I let the emotions and hormones guide my hand, and I constructed something that was vaguely apparent in my mind.
"Will you be doing any modeling?" my father asked.
"No," I spoke, before Muse had a chance to answer herself. After seeing sensual pictures of her online and in magazines, I was determined to hide her from the public eye. As long as she was my woman, the only time she would be photographed was when my arm was wrapped around her waist. My father gave me a look of amusement.
No surprise there.
"I enjoy helping with the horses," Muse said. "But now that winter is coming, I'll need to find something else to do. I would try cooking, but Dante is very particular about who he allows in his kitchen." "Why don't you just do nothing?" Vanessa asked. "It's what most women do when they're with a rich dude." "Because I'll get bored," Muse said with a chuckle. "I can only work out so many hours a day. After that, I need to do something else. Working in the stables is nice because there's always something to do with the horses. But once winter comes, Marco won't need me anymore." "Maybe you could take some classes," Vanessa said. "Learn Italian?" "Yeah," Muse said. "That's a..."
"She's not taking any classes," I interrupted. "If she wants to learn Italian, she has me." Vanessa took a long drink of her wine, showing her obvious irritation for me. Just like when I was a boy, I wanted to rip off a piece of bread and throw it across the table and hit her in the face. "Father, how's the winery?" There was always something new going on at the family business, so that should get them talking for a while.
"Good," my father said. "Uncle Cain and I are considering expanding a little more."
Muse moved her leg under the table and gently rubbed it against mine, showing the smallest affection in private. She kept her eyes on her food and pretended she wasn't doing anything at all, and the believable performance was even more endearing. I liked feeling her touch me, even when my family was around. She wanted me at all times, even after the fierce way I broke her heart. My hand moved to hers on the table, and I took it a step further by placing my palm on top of hers. She turned to me, a slight smile on her lips. I squeezed her hand in return.
Chapter 12. Sapphire. Conway folded me underneath him, my legs bent and open to him. My hips were turned at a deep angle, and I was pinned against the mattress and unable to move. I looked up at the handsome man on top of me, observing the intensity in his eyes and the tightness of his jaw. He slowly rocked into me, giving me his large length with gentleness like he'd never given it to me before. My hands moved up his arms, and I gripped his muscles as I breathed with the motion. Quiet moans escaped my lips with every single movement, feeling him stretch me over and over. He didn't fuck me hard like he had the other night. Now this was slow, so slow. Instead of kissing me, he preferred to watch me. He watched my chest rise with the breaths I took, watched my lips part when a moan erupted from my throat. He studied the way my eyes changed when I felt the head of his cock hit me all the way inside. A guttural moan escaped his lips sometimes, a masculine sound that made my spine shiver from the top of my neck to the bottom of my ass. His weight pressed me into the mattress and pinned me down in a locked position. His hard body rubbed against mine as we moved together, his strong chest dragging against my hard nipples. The sex was slow, but packed with powerful intensity. I could feel the ache between my legs, feel the desperation for a deep combustion. I teetered on the edge of the oblivion, prepared to slip away at any moment. He kissed the corner of my mouth, his breath coming out shaky, I love you. He spoke against my mouth, his hips thrusting so he could fit every inch of his cock inside me as he said it. So damn much. I gripped his shoulders and felt my pussy tighten in reaction, loving the sound of his deep admission. He told me he loved me before, but not like that. He didn't put his heart on display and lay everything bare. He said it like a confession, words that he meant from the bottom of his heart. Before I could say it back, I came all around his dick. I squeezed him tight, cut into him with my nails, and slipped into a sensual orgasm that made me writhe, whimper, and moan all at the same time. Con, I love you too. My cum slathered his dick, sheathing him in such a pool of moisture that he was completely soaked in it. My woman. He pressed his hips deep between my legs, getting every inch of his dick inside my pussy before he released with a moan. With his balls against my ass and his face far above mine, he came. His voice was masculine in nature and full of satisfaction. I moaned again even though I was finished, loving the way he enjoyed giving me every drop of his cum. I loved feeling it sit inside me, loved feeling it drip from between my legs because there was so much of it. When he finished, he pressed a kiss to my forehead and pulled out his softening dick. A web of my moisture stuck to the crown of his cock in my entrance, stretching before it finally broke apart. A drop of cum was still on the head of his cock. He got off me, then grabbed the clothes he was wearing that day, a navy blue suit and a black tie. He was heading off to work while I stayed home for the afternoon. He usually cuddled into my side after sex, but he needed to get to work. That was fine by me. Now I got to go back to sleep. He pulled on his clothes, adjusted his cufflinks, and straightened his tie. He leaned over me on the bed and kissed me on the forehead. That cum better still be there when I get back. Of course. It rained that afternoon, so I was stuck inside. While the house was big, there wasn't a lot to do except work out in the private gym. I hated working out on a machine, and now that I wasn't a model anymore, I couldn't find the motivation to pick up the weights again. So I decided to organize my stuff in his room. I hadn't really unpacked my things because I'd spent most of my time being naked. I hung up my clothes in the closet and sectioned off my wardrobe by occasion. My finer dresses went into a different section, and my everyday wear was pushed to the front. Conway didn't mind making room for all my things, but his walk-in closet would allow it. When I organized my stuff in the bathroom, placing my makeup bag in the drawer and my hair products in the cabinet, I came across a box of tampons. Conway had thrown some of my used toiletries away, so these were either new, or he bought them when I returned. But when I looked at them, I realized I hadn't had my period yet. According to my calculations, I should have started 3 days ago. The terror gripped my heart, but it quickly faded away when I realized how absurd I was being. 3 days wasn't enough to cause a panic, and that shot I took was still good for a while longer. I had nothing to worry about. Conway came home later that night, later than usual. Long day?
You could say that.
He pulled off his tie and dropped it on the ground. The rest of his clothes were placed in piles on the floor, breadcrumbs throughout the bedroom. His clothes were too expensive and important to leave on the ground, so I trailed behind them and picked them up. I put them on a hanger to be dry cleaned once Dante collected the laundry after dinner.
What are you doing?
He asked when he was just in his boxers.
You shouldn't leave your clothes on the ground. They're dirty.
I highly doubt they are, and even if that's true, they don't belong on the ground.
they'll get wrinkled. That's why they're being dry cleaned. I shot him a glare. He smiled in return. All right, I'll hang them up next time. I placed everything on the hanger by the door so Dante could fetch it later. So, how was the studio? Well, Lacey Lockwood decided to take off. Take off in what way? I asked. She decided to join Lady Lingerie with Andrew. Oh, I didn't see that coming. I'm surprised. He took a dig at me. Conway ran his fingers through his hair. While this was a stressful situation, he spoke like it was nothing to be concerned about. He knows I won't use you as a model, so he took my top performer. He overpaid for her, and he knows it. But he doesn't care about losing the money in this situation. Putting me out makes it worth it. He lay back on the bed, sexy in just his black boxers. He pulled the front of his shorts down and revealed his long cock. Then he patted his stomach, silently commanding me to get on top of him. That's how you ask for sex now? I asked with a laugh. I'm not asking, he said seriously. I removed my shirt and panties, then straddled his hips. I pointed his crown at my entrance, then slid him inside, feeling his thick cock stretch me right away. He gripped my ass cheeks. My cum still in here? Yeah, pretty sure. He dug his fingers into my ass. Good. He guided me up and down his length, his eyes locked on mine. I held myself up, arched my back, and sheathed his cock over and over. I worked up a sweat immediately since I was doing all the work. He lay there and enjoyed me, aroused by the sight of me working so hard to take him. What are you going to do now? He palmed one of my tits in his hand. I don't know. I pushed him deeper inside me, feeling his old cum and my arousal sheathe him down to the balls. My movements slowed every time I felt the wave of pleasure wash over me. I have an idea. Unless it involves your mouth around my cock, save it for later. He guided me up and down aggressively, making me take his cock deeper and harder. What if I model for you this time? I asked through heavy breaths. Lacey was your best model and... No. He gripped the back of my neck, seizing control. Now shut up and fuck me. I listened to his command and took his dick over and over. His hand loosened on the back of my neck, and he moaned with my movements, the sound erupting from him. Like that, Muse. I watched the arousal deepen in his gaze, watched the way his jaw tightened as I rode his dick the way he liked. His look of enjoyment and the feeling of his cock inside me put me on the brink of pleasure. Rubbing my clit against his hard body pushed me over the edge. I fucked his dick harder as I came, my hips convulsing and my pussy tightening. I covered his dick with my cum and felt the air escape my lungs. Conway! I loved saying his name when I came, loved worshipping this man for everything he made me feel. He closed his eyes for a brief moment as he let his body slide into oblivion. He pulled me tight against his body as he came, pumping more cum into my already full pussy. Muse. He released a groan from deep in the back of his throat, a sound full of satisfaction. He palmed both of my tits when he was finished, then placed his hands underneath his head. He lay there with tired satisfaction, happy to keep his dick inside me as he softened. He never looked as sexy as he did when he came, all of his masculine instincts escaping. I ran my hands up his chest, massaging his hard body as I felt his cock soften inside me. I still think I should model for you. No. He yanked me toward him,
then pressed a kiss to my mouth. It was soft, his eyes open as he looked at me. You already have a job, Muse. You're the mastermind behind all my creations. You're the desire, the fantasy that's stitched into every piece of lingerie. I'm sharing my inspiration with the world, but I'm not sharing you. But you don't have enough time to replace her with someone else. I've got lots of girls, Muse. But not like her. She takes the lead for a reason. I don't want Andrew to hurt you. He's taking a shot at you because he knows you won't use me. So fire back by using me, by making headlines with my comeback. This one time. His eyes shifted back and forth as he looked at me. It's the perfect idea, Khan. No one will care about Lacey when they see I'm working with you again. We'll have an incredible show and get people talking about it. No one will even care about Andrew. I felt like this was my fault. If I hadn't gone to Andrew, this wouldn't have happened in the first place. He considered it for a long time before he gave an answer. I'll think about it. That's the best answer you're going to get from me right now. Conway stood with Nicole in the aisle between the seats in the auditorium. They were preparing for the show, having the girls run through the motions in the lingerie he designed. A new girl had been promoted to headline the show, but even I didn't think she had what it took. She was a beautiful girl, of course, but something wasn't working. I stood beside Conway and listened to him and Nicole talk. Conway had his arms crossed over his chest and his fingertips resting against his lips. The formation is correct. The music is good. But something isn't right. It's not standing out against the other shows. Perhaps we should change the theme. We can't change the theme, Nicole said. Not when it has to be centered around the holidays. Conway had been working on this all week, and I could tell he was stressed by the tightness in his jaw. It wasn't sexy like the way he clenched it in bed. This expression was packed with uncertainty. My suggestion still stands. Conway and Nicole both looked at me. What suggestion? Nicole asked, her gaze turning to Conway. I let Conway answer. That way he could decide what he wanted her to know. Conway went with the truth. Sapphire thinks she should headline the show. It'll get people to focus on us instead of Lacey and Andrew. That's not a bad idea, Nicole said. Actually, it's a great idea. I think we should do it, Conway. Conway looked at the stage where the models were working with the choreographer. He released a deep sigh. I knew what that sound meant. He dropped his arms to his sides. We'll do it this one time, but that's it. After that, she's permanently removed from the lineup. We'll have to spend the next few months finding the next woman to be the face of Barsetti Lingerie, because it won't be Sapphire. Conway drove back to the house in the red Ferrari he had temporarily loaned me. One hand was on the wheel, while the other rested on my thigh. When we drove through the countryside, he didn't need to shift the gears because we were driving straight for a long time. Thanks for putting me in the show. I won't let you down. He released a sigh that was barely audible. I hate the idea of people looking at you, but I'll admit it's the best option right now. It'll make everyone forget about Lacey and Andrew. Plus, the designs are beautiful.
I agree. I don't want anyone to talk about them. I only want people to focus on you.
He didn't smile, but affection entered his eyes.
I appreciate that.
You're the best for a reason, and I want it to stay that way.
With a model like you, it'll stay that way.
He patted my thigh. I looked out the window, seeing the sun disappear over the horizon. It was getting darker much earlier now, and it was colder, too. I had to wear jeans and a jacket before we left the house.
The show is on the 20th, so we have some work to do. It'll be a busy week.
My eyes snapped open when I heard the date. It was already the 20th? That meant I was 13 days late. 13. Shit. My heart slammed in my chest, and sweat formed at my temples. Anxiety kicked in as the fear crushed my lungs. When my period was late at first, I just brushed it off. But 2 weeks was way too long. That could only mean one thing. The hormone shot was 99% effective. So how did this happen? I'd only been living with Conway for 3 weeks. He managed to get me pregnant that fast, even on birth control? We were making love several times a day, but that wasn't unusual for us. Fuck. We sat across from each other at dinner, eating salmon steaks with broccoli and carrots. I was back to my model diet, only eating high protein with no carbs. Dante uncorked a bottle of wine, but I didn't have a glass, blaming it on the calories and sugar. I had to get a pregnancy test. That was the only way to confirm the truth. But how would I get one? Conway didn't like it when I went anywhere alone, and now that I was with him all the time, there was no way for me to sneak off. I only had one option. Conway watched me from across the table.
Everything all right, Muse?
Yeah, just tired. I pushed the carrots around, then took a bite of the broccoli. I had been hungry all afternoon, but the second I suspected I was pregnant, I completely lost my appetite. What if I was pregnant? What would Conway think? Would he be angry? He said marriage and kids were on the table, but he wasn't ready to make that kind of commitment. If I were pregnant, it would completely change the relationship. He might not even want me in the show anymore. So I had to find my answer. And if it was what I feared, I had to come clean about it. Conway took a bite of his fish, still watching me.
You seem distracted.
I'm just thinking about those heels I'll have to wear. It's been a while since I hit the runway like that. When I did photos with Andrew, I was almost always barefoot. Conway drank his wine, his veined forearms looking muscular in his t-shirt.
You'll be fine, Muse. You're the best model I've ever seen. You're natural.
I forced a smile, still feeling the acid that built up in my stomach.
Thanks.
We finished dinner, and before Conway downed the rest of his wine, his phone rang. He glanced at the screen.
It's Carter. I've got to take this.
He stepped out of the room and pressed his phone to his ear.
What's up?
The second he was gone, my smile turned into a frown and I slouched at the table. My anxiety rocked my chest at full force. I only had a few minutes before he returned, and then I would have to pretend everything was normal. When nothing was normal. I needed a pregnancy test, so I'd have to come clean about it if I wanted to get one. But I didn't want to bother Conway with this unless I absolutely had to. If the test was positive, I would have to decide what to do then. But if it was negative, there was no point in turning his world upside down. Dante walked inside, his black apron still secured around his waist.
Are you two finished?
Yes. My chin was propped on my knuckles, and I was hardly aware that he was there.
Everything all right, Sapphire?
Dante had never inquired about my personal well-being before, but ever since I'd returned to the villa, he treated me with the same respect and care as Conway. I wasn't going to dump my problems on the chef, but then an idea came to mind. There's something I need you to do for me, and you can't tell Conway. He stiffened at the comment, clearly uncomfortable by the suggestion.
You know I'm loyal to Mr. Barsetti. I don't get paid to keep secrets from him.
It's not really a secret. I just need something, and I can't ask him to get it for me. Dante stacked the dishes in his hands.
What is it?
A pregnancy test. He took a deep breath, his expression narrowing.
I see.
If I'm not pregnant, I don't want to worry him. But if I am... I never finished the sentence because I wasn't sure what I was going to say anyway. The stress was making my chest crack right down the middle. Everything ached. The only reason I didn't want to be pregnant was because I didn't want Conway to be disappointed. I wanted him to want our baby, not be upset about it.
I understand, Sapphire. I'll get it for you.
Thank you.
I'll get it after I do the dishes and collect your laundry. I'll leave it in the cabinet where the coffee mugs are in the kitchen. You can grab it when you're ready.
He stacked the rest of the plates in his arms and walked out. This was really happening. I was really going to take a pregnancy test. And I felt terrible for wanting it to be positive. I didn't want to trap Conway into a commitment he didn't want. I didn't want him to be stuck supporting me forever. But if I were going to start a family, I would want it to be with him. I wanted to start a family with him. Conway always seemed to want to be on top. Every night before bed, he moved between my legs and kissed me at the same time, making love to me instead of aggressively fucking me the way he used to. I never asked for it, but I would gladly take it. But tonight, I wasn't feeling it. I kept thinking about that pregnancy test waiting for me downstairs. When he went to sleep, I would slip away and finally get the answer that had been gnawing at my side constantly. I needed to know. Conway must have noticed I wasn't as wet as I usually was, and my kiss wasn't as deep as it used to be. He shoved himself completely inside me, broke our kiss, and then stared at me. Everything came to a halt, and I could feel the tension before he even said anything.
What is it, Muse?
Nothing. My hands glided up his back. Concern faded away, and annoyance entered his gaze.
When I'm buried to the hilt inside you, I can feel everything you feel. So tell me.
When I was the recipient of that gaze, I almost fessed up. I wanted to share the burden with him so I didn't have to carry the stress on my own. But I still couldn't tell him the truth, not when I didn't have the answer first. I guess I'm just a little sore. We've been making love a lot lately. He studied my gaze for another moment, as if he was trying to figure out if I was lying. But then the softness returned to his gaze.
Do you want me to stop?
No. My mind wasn't in the moment, but it still felt good. I want you inside me. I pulled his face to mine and kissed him, distracting his mind by getting him to focus on our embrace. His hips started to move again, and he thrust into me, my legs pinned back toward my waist. He moved deep and slow, breathing with me in the darkness of his bedroom. A minute after that, it was like the conversation had never happened at all. I waited until he'd been asleep for an hour before I made my way downstairs and opened the cabinet where Dante hid the pregnancy test. I found the small box concealed behind the coffee mugs and then made my way back upstairs to the third floor. In the middle of the night, the house was dead quiet. All the lights were off, and Dante was asleep in his private quarters on the bottom floor. The second floor wasn't even used because the place was so big. I returned to our bedroom and spotted Conway still sound asleep in bed. He was turned on his side, his arm still in front of him as if it were wrapped around my waist. I went into the bathroom and locked the door behind me before I examined the box. I'd never used a pregnancy test before, so I read the directions with shaky hands before I opened it. Fortunately, there were two sticks inside, so if I messed up, I had another shot.
I sat on the toilet and did my business before I placed the stick on the counter. Then I waited. I was supposed to wait 2 minutes before my results appeared, so I sat on the lid in my panties and t-shirt and waited. I waited a damn eternity. Whenever life got tough, I always tried to put things in perspective. Nothing was ever as bad as it seemed. There was nothing I couldn't overcome. A psychopath had chased me all the way to Italy, and I was kidnapped by the Skull Kings. At that point, I thought I was going to be raped and murdered. So being pregnant, even if Conway was upset, didn't seem that bad. He might flip out the way he had when I told the world I loved him. He might get furious and push me away. But after he calmed down, he would come back to me. We would figure out what to do. But I was jumping ahead because I still didn't know the results. 2 minutes passed, but I still didn't look. Oh, God. I pulled my knees to my chest and rested my chin on my legs. I knew I was afraid to look at the results because I already knew what it was going to say. I could feel it in my gut. I finally grabbed the stick and read the word written on the window of the strip. Pregnant.
Chapter 13. Conway. Muse picked at her egg whites, but didn't take more than a few bites. Her French bread beside her was smeared with Dante's homemade jelly, but she only took a single bite, probably trying to eliminate the carbs. Her eyes were downcast for the entire meal. "I'm going to have you end with the black one piece I created. I know it should be centered toward a holiday theme, but people don't love Christmas lingerie that much. Nicole says you should wear a Santa hat, but I'm not going to do that. I think I'm going to have you wear red pumps, though. That subtle touch should be enough." She moved her omelet around, her shoulders hunched forward and her face as pale as milk. Her makeup was done for the day, but even the cosmetics couldn't make her features stand out. They were washed out and unremarkable. "Muse?"
"Hmm?"
She jerked slightly and looked up, obviously having no idea what I just said. She'd been out of it since yesterday. When we made love before bed, her mind wasn't connected to me the way it usually was. While she didn't seem angry with me, she was definitely distant. Was she starting to regret taking me back? Did she miss Knox? Did this feel like a big mistake to her? Or was I just being paranoid, letting my own insecurities get to me? "I said I was going to have you wear red heels, despite the fact that Nicole wants me to push for more of a Christmas theme."
"Oh, that should be nice."
She looked down at her food again, but she still didn't eat anything. "Are you sure there's nothing wrong?" Her head popped up, and her eyes widened as the guilty expression came into her expression.
No, I just didn't sleep well."
I didn't want to accuse her of lying, but something told me she wasn't being completely truthful. "What is it?" "If you don't want to do the show, you don't have to."
"No, it's not that."
"Then what is it?" I pressed. She pursed her lips together tightly, her eyes avoiding mine.
"It's nothing. We should get going. We have a long day at work."
She set her napkin down and excused herself from the table. "You barely touched your food."
"Yeah, I just don't have much of an appetite today."
Muse did the choreography with the other girls, getting down the technique and formations of the show. She looked exemplary in the different designs that I made, probably because they were custom-made for her body. The other model I originally had was boring in comparison. As much as I didn't want Muse to be visible to the public eye, she'd already been gawked at in photographs for the last 3 months. Young men already had her pin-ups on their walls. One more show wasn't going to make much of a difference. Nicole stood beside me, watching the choreographer work with the girls. They ran through the show with the music several times, but a lot of progress needed to be made. Fortunately, they had 2 weeks to get it down. Nicole turned to me.
Everything all right with Sapphire?
I guess I wasn't the only one that noticed. Why?
She can't seem to concentrate today.
She's been that way for a few days. Every time I ask her what's wrong, she makes an excuse.
Well, you need to drag it out of her soon. We can't have a model this distracted.
The show was the least of my concerns right now. I was more terrified that Muse's happiness had something to do with me. Maybe she wanted more from me, and I wasn't giving it to her. I told her I loved her almost every single day, and I'd given in to her demands. What more did she want from me? The drive home was spent in silence. Muse looked out the window while she fidgeted with her fingertips in her lap. Like she was purposely trying to avoid my eyes, she kept her gaze glued out the window. The awkwardness made it seem like we were strangers instead of lovers. I was tired of the bullshit. Muse, I'm not going to ask you again. I kept my gaze on the road, my knuckles turning white from gripping the steering wheel so hard. Even Nicole noticed you were distracted. I've been patient, but my patience has officially worn out, so tell me, or I'll make you tell me.
Make me tell you,
she whispered. You bet your ass I will. Now tell me what it is, or I'll drag it out of you. She pressed her forehead to the window and closed her eyes. Jesus Christ. God damn it, Muse, tell me. Are you okay? Please, tell me you're all right. I'd never seen her act this way before. She always spoke her mind, even when I didn't want to hear what she had to say.
Yes, I'm okay, she whispered. I just need a little more time.
A little more time? I asked incredulously. You've shut me out for 3 days.
Conway,
do you regret taking me back? Do you want to go back to New York?
Of course not.
Then what? I took a breath of relief, but I was still pissed. She turned quiet again. We pulled into the roundabout at the house, and I handed the car over to the valet. We walked inside the house, and her continued silence only pissed me off more. Muse, why won't you tell me? It's me. She kept walking.
Just give me a little more.
I grabbed her by the elbow and yanked her back toward me. I love you. You love me. What the fuck is it that you can't tell me? I treat you like a goddamn queen. I kiss the ground you walk on, but you're refusing to share your life with me, and I think that's a bunch of bullshit. She twisted out of my grasp, then walked toward the stairs, shutting down the conversation with her silence. No matter how hard I pushed, she resisted. She said she was okay and she wasn't leaving me, so what was so difficult to talk about? How could she not trust me? How could she not confide in me? I watched her walk to the top floor and disappear down the hallway. Maybe it was best she walked away. My anger was making my nostrils flare, and I couldn't see straight. I'd never been very patient, but when it came to my woman keeping a secret from me, I was even less patient. I'd asked her about it 3 times, and she still refused to open up to me. Hello, sir. Dante stepped into the hallway and took my coat. I ignored him, my eyes still on the stairs where I'd last seen her. I moved my arm so he could get the coat off me, but I was barely aware that he was there.
I don't mean to intrude.
He lowered his voice to a whisper, even though Muse was so far away she couldn't overhear us anyway.
But be a little more patient with her, Conway. She's just scared right now. Comfort her, and make her feel safe, and she'll open up.
My eyes flashed to his face, the suspicion entering my gaze. You know?
No, but I have a hunch.
Why don't you just tell me, Dante? You work for me, not her. He folded my jacket, then draped it over his arm.
Trust me, it would be much better coming from her instead of me.
Before I stepped inside our bedroom, I dropped my insufferable attitude and tried to adopt a new demeanor. Sometimes I was suffocating because I needed to be in control of everything. I knew how overwhelming I could be. She was the object of my fascination, so naturally I was obsessed with every thought that came across her mind. I stepped inside and found her sitting on the couch. She was still in the same clothes she'd been wearing, and her legs were crossed, as well as her arms. The TV was off, so she sat in silence, her thoughts her only entertainment. I stripped off my tie and draped my suit jacket over the back of the chair at the desk. I was tempted to pour myself a scotch to calm my nerves, but alcohol didn't seem appropriate in that moment. I came around the couch and sat beside her, doing my best not to stare at her so openly. My hand moved to her thigh, and she didn't flinch at my touch.
"Muse, I didn't mean to come off so aggressively. You're my whole world, and I'm just worried. I want you to know there's nothing you could say to me to change us. There's nothing you could do to change my love for you." She could even tell me that she'd slept with Knox and it still wouldn't change where we stood. I loved this woman more than I could ever fathom, and there was no way I was ever letting her go again. Maybe this was forever, but the idea of a lifetime didn't scare me. Not when it came to Muse. "Whatever you're keeping inside is obviously bothering you. It's killing you. Tell me what the problem is, and we can get through it together." I squeezed her thigh. She was unresponsive, staring at the coffee table. My jaw clenched, and I wanted to start screaming again, but I took Dante's advice and remained calm, understanding that quiet confidence was preferable to hostility. My fingers moved gently over her thigh, touching her lightly. I stared at the blank TV screen and waited. And waited. Finally, Muse took a deep breath.
"I've been scared to tell you because I'm not sure how you're going to react."
"I'll tell you how I'm going to react, Muse. I'm going to be right here, no matter what you say."
"But you say that now."
I kept massaging her, doing my best to be calm. "You have to tell me anyway, Muse. You may as well get it over with. All I know is I love you. No matter what comes our way, we'll make it work. I didn't treat you right in the beginning, but the last 3 months have taught me how terrifying my life is without you. I don't want to feel that way again." She gave a slight nod. Maybe we were making progress. She lowered her arms, and in one of her hands was a plastic rod. She placed it on my knee, then pulled away. It took me a second to figure out what it was. I'd never seen one in the flesh. I raised it toward my face, seeing the word written in blue. Pregnant. It took me another few seconds to absorb what I'd just read. Pregnant. Muse was pregnant. There was a baby growing inside her at this very minute. I leaned forward and held the pregnancy test in both hands, staring at the blue letters with even more attention. I needed more time to process this, to understand that my world had changed in an instant. She'd only been with me for 2 weeks, but I knew I was the father. I didn't need to ask if she'd lied about Knox because she wouldn't do that to me. Muse was always honest with me. I was going to be a father. I was going to have a son or a daughter. A little Barsetti. Jesus Christ, it hit me then. My world had completely changed, had flipped upside down. In a few months, I would be responsible for another person. I would worry about them just the way my parents worried about me. Until the day I died, this child would be the biggest thing inside my heart. I nearly forgot Muse was still sitting beside me, watching every single reaction.
"I don't know how it happened," she whispered. "You gave me that shot when I first got here, and I know it lasts 12 months. I didn't mean for this to happen. And I want you to know that you're the father. I was never with..."
"Shh." I set the pregnancy stick on the table and grabbed her hand. I pivoted my body toward her and looked at the terror in her eyes. She was on the verge of tears, afraid of how I would react. When she first told me she loved me, I threw her out of the house and told her to leave. I didn't blame her for being so worried. It was my fault. I brought her hand to my mouth and kissed all of her knuckles.
Muse, it's all right.
You aren't mad?
She whispered.